प्रतिदस्ति हेतो यशंभुतम अपिता समुपायिकार्य गोविंदमानी
Just as milk is transformed into curd by the action of acids, but yet the effect. Curd is neither same as nor different from its cause, milk. So I adore the primeval Lord Govinda, of whom the state of Shambhu is a transformation for the performance of the work of destruction. Okay, so we're repeating this one for this because it's so important. Purport. The real nature of Shambhu, the presiding deity of Maheshwar, Dham, is described. Shambhu is not a second godhead other than Krishna. Those who entertain such discriminating sentiment commit a great offense against the Supreme Lord. The supremacy of Shambhu is subservient to that of Govinda. Hence, they are not really different from each other. The non-distinction is established by the fact that just as milk treated with acid turns into curd, so Godhead becomes a subservient when he himself attains a distinct personality by the addition of a particular element of adulteration. This personality has no independent initiative. The said adulterating principle is constituted of a combination of the stupefying quality of the diluting energy, the quality of non-plentitude of the marginal potency, and a slight degree of the ecstatic cum cognitive principle of the plenary spiritual potency. This specifically adulterated reflection of the principle of the subjective portion of the divinity is Sadashiva, in the form of the effulgent masculine symbol god Shambhu, from whom Rudradeva is manifested. In the work of mundane creation as the material cause, in the work of preservation by the destruction of the sundry asuras, and in the work of destruction to conduct the whole operation, Govinda manifests himself as Guna Avatar in the form of Shambhu, who is the separated portion of Govinda imbued with the principle of his subjective plenary portion. The personality of the destructive principle in the form of time has been identified with that of Shambhu by scriptural evidences that have been adduced in the commentary. The purport of the Bhagavat Shlokas, that is, Vaishnavanam Yata Shambhu, etc., is that Shambhu, in pursuance of the will of Govinda, works in union with his consort, Durga Devi, by his own time energy. He teaches pious duties, dharma, as stepping stones to the attainment of spiritual service and the various tantra shastras, etc., suitable for jivas in different grades of the conditional existence. In obedience to the will of Govinda, Shambhu maintains and fosters the religion of pure devotion by preaching the cult of illusionism, Mayavad, and the speculative Agama Shastras. The 50 attributes of individual souls are manifest in a far vaster measure in Shambhu, and 5 additional attributes not attainable by jivas are also partly found in him. So Shambhu cannot be called a jiva. He is the Lord of jiva, but yet partakes of the nature of a separated portion of Govinda. There's a story in the Srimad Bhagavatam when the demigods and demons are churning the milk ocean. When churning begins, the first thing that comes out of the milk ocean is this deadly poison, which can destroy the whole universe. And in order to benefit everyone in the universe, Shambhu agrees to drink this poison, and he can drink it without becoming affected, except for one thing, that his throat turns blue. Therefore, he's called Nilakanta because he has a blue throat from his pastime of drinking down all the deadly poison. And then a few drops of that poison, which sprinkle while he's drinking that, are let loose in the world, and those are imbibed in the serpents and scorpions and also in there's some deadly poison still that originates from this churning of the milk ocean. In any case, there's a very relevant verse to his being a great Vaishnav in that section, which describes how he drank the ocean of poison. At that time, all the great demigods went and prayed to him and exalted him as the greatest personality in the universe. And the verse, Tapyante Lokatapena, Sarva Prayasojana, is said in that section that that the greatest service that one can do is to accept suffering for the benefit of assisting others. And this is considered the highest method of worshiping the Supreme Lord who is situated within everyone's heart, this attitude of giving. And also, when Lord Chaitanya, before he descends to this world, it is actually Sadashiva who is, takes the form of Advaitacharya, who makes his advent possible in this world, because he is the one who desires his advent into the world to save all the conditioned souls. That he'll come here in an impossible situation where souls have become bound by anadi karma, where there's no possibility of their release. There's no end to the karma. We simply change from sweet to sour to salty, trying to taste different things. And he says, I don't like salty anymore. I'll try sweet for a little while. We go from life to life to life in this way, and there's no release until there's an avatar, someone who comes from beyond our realm into our situation and gives us the possibility of going back and realizing our transcendent nature as actually part and parcel of Brahman. So he prays to his Shalagram Shila, crying out and worshiping the Lord. He hears in the Shastra that the Lord, when offered a little Ganga water and some tulsi leaf, becomes so indebted to the servitor that he'll give his very self to that person who worships like that. With sincerity, all he asks, if you offer some tulsi leaf and Ganga water to the Lord, with sincere feeling, the Lord feels so indebted that he'll give his very self to that person. So reading that in Shastra, Advaitacharya, feeling compassion for all the living entities in the material world, begins to pray and worship his Shalagram Shila. There's a picture of this in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Could you get that picture? It's in the first canto. The picture in the Chaitanya Charitamrita was painted by Parikshit Das, and he was one of the great artists who adorned these books. It's in the Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila. And Adi 1 or Adi 2? Adi 1. Okay. And there were no Shalagram Shilas available anywhere in ISKCON when he was painting this picture. Of course, he always started with a pencil drawing. And then from the pencil drawing, he would flesh it out and put in the oil painting later. Of course, he didn't know what a Shalagram Shila looked like, although it was described in the Shastra. So he was drawing different pictures. And he took it to Prabhupada in Los Angeles. Thank you very much. And he said, you know, how is this? And Prabhupada said, no, that's not it. So Prabhupada took out a piece of paper and he drew this picture of Shalagram Shila on his little throne. And he gave it back to Pariksha and said, that's what he looks like. Now you can put in the rest. And that's how that picture came. So in this story, he's making loud cries. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, later when he advents in this world, he said it was the loud cries of Nara, of Sadashiva, of Advaitacharya, that caused me to advent, thank you very much, into this world. And so Lord Shiva, in many different ways, makes the path of Dharma available to everyone by inviting the advent of the Lord into this world, and as it says in the purport also, establishing the will of the Lord through different kinds of Dharma, sometimes with different twists and turns, by presenting a Dharma to defeat other kinds of doctrines which are taking people further away. It gets rather complicated, but the effect is to bring people ultimately back to service to Krishna. So Lord Chaitanya, when he traveled in South India and other places, he would go and worship Lord Shiva when he came to different various temples in South India where Shiva was being worshipped. And he showed by his example how we should worship and accept Lord Shiva in that way. Anything else?